This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. The Flint Water Advisory Task Force released its final report today. That task force was appointed by Governor Snyder to investigate the Flint water crisis and make recommendations to keep something like this from happening again. With us now, one of the five members of the task force, Ken Sikkema, former GOP Senate Majority Leader and now a senior policy fellow at Public Sector Consultants. Ken, give us a sense of the scope of what the task force has done since being appointed last October. How many people did you interview?
Over 5 months, we interviewed 63 people. We looked at hundreds of thousands of pages of documents and emails. We deliberated 20 times as a task force. So the research was quite comprehensive in terms of coming up with our findings and our recommendations.
So you felt confident that you got the kind of cooperation you needed to produce the report you did today?
Well, not just cooperation, but no interference. I mean,
yes.
We were truly independent. And I think the report will speak for itself in terms of that. It doesn't paint a very pretty picture about certain state agencies and even local agencies.
Now, what was not part of the task force's scope? Firings and personnel decisions, for instance?
The task force, our report, as comprehensive as it is not going to answer every question that people have about what happened in Flint. It wasn't really designed to. I mean, there are issues of what laws were broken or who has liability, financial liability or criminal liability, if any. So that wasn't part of our mission. Other investigations are being conducted that can get at some of those answers. But we do think our report is more of a public policy focused report of what needs to change so this doesn't happen again.
And Ken, certainly from reviewing the report, it seems that you found the state bears the lion's share of responsibility with the Department of Environmental Quality right there at the top?
It's our judgment that the primary agency responsible for what happened in Flint is the Michigan Department of Environmental Quality. But on top of that, state-appointed emergency managers were running the city at the time. So it's really that combination of those two that drove us to our finding that the state is primarily accountable.
And let's talk about some of the recommendations, particularly with the Department of Environmental Quality and the governor's office.
Well, in terms of the Department of Environmental Quality, it wasn't just a matter of misreading federal law. There needs to be a cultural change in that agency, at least in that division, which deals with municipal water systems. There has to be a cultural change that's more mission-focused, focused on public health, not just technically compliant. In terms of the governor's office, one of our recommendations is that sort of limited information flow doesn't serve him well. Even when your source is trusted, in this case, one department, Department of Environmental Quality, you need to get that information verified. You need multiple sources of information to make good decisions.
The task force report also, Ken Sikkema, calls for changes in the emergency manager law. What specifically?
We do. We are asking the legislature and the governor to review the emergency manager law. We think it has three deficiencies. By having an emergency manager that has virtually dictatorial control over a city, you lose the checks and balances that representative government provides. The emergency manager law system in Michigan doesn't really give these emergency managers much support when it comes to the sort of non-financial aspects of running a city. And people lose their voice when you basically strip locally elected officials from any power. And so there needs to be a more structured way to ensure that their voices are heard. You don't have to eliminate the emergency manager law. Frankly, you've got to deal with distressed cities that are distressed financially. So you're going to need some form of state receivership. But we think the current law has those three deficiencies.
I also found it interesting, Ken, among the recommendations is to investigate the Carinati Water Authority, the KWA. What questions did your investigation raise in your minds?
You know, we weren't equipped to do a thorough analysis of KWA. We were more focused on the switch to the Flint River from the Detroit system and the lack of corrosion control and how lead got into the water system, which is really not a KWA issue. But we do raise and had questions about sort of the value of creating a brand new water authority in a region of the state that apparently has overcapacity for water supply now. So we're simply saying that somebody who has the time and the expertise should do a thorough review of the KWA decision.
And finally, Ken, you spoke very, very passionately and strongly at this morning's presentation about environmental injustice. Why do you believe Flint is such a clear example of this?
Because there's a lack of understanding in many parts of the state of what environmental justice is and what it isn't. Because it isn't about sort of racist intent or deliberately violating people's civil rights. It's really about equal treatment and citizen voices having meaningful impact on decision-making in government. And in both cases, they both lacked in Flint. And we need, the task force felt very strongly that not only was Flint a case of environmental injustice, but we need to expand that dialogue throughout the state.
We have put a link to the Flint Water Advisory Task Force full report on the stateside page at michiganradio.org. Ken Sikkema, thank you so much for speaking with us today.
Thank you, Cynthia.